Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. One 100 years ago, a Scotsman had cemented his place as a great entertainer, a great humanitarian, and a representative of his country. Sir Harry Lauder was a Scottish emissary who captured the imagination of the world and put Scotland on the entertainment map. Born in 1870 in Edinburgh, Harry was the youngest of a brood of children. His well-off childhood ended when his father died when he was 12 years old. Harry had to work part-time at a flax mill to earn money for the family while continuing his education. But his predilection for singing was already bubbling to the surface. At 13, he entered and won a local talent contest, which whetted his appetite for professional entertaining. After a family move, Harry spent close to 10 years working as a pit pony in the coal mines while entertaining fellow miners, singing in music halls and cafes on the side. His confidence and opportunities grew, and in 1892, he was offered a chance to tour the UK as part of a singing party, and from then on, he never went down into the mines again. Harry was already writing his own songs, embracing life in Scotland. While his heavy accent was considered a hindrance at first, it soon became his greatest trademark asset. Scotland was still a fairly remote place in 1900, and Harry appeared at the right time to become the country's ambassador. Harry's career took off like a house on fire. By 1905, he was a national star in England, and in 1907, he did his first tour of America. Lauder played up the exoticism of his heritage by performing in full Scot regalia, including kilt, knotty cane, tweed beret, full bent pipe, and of course, bagpipes. He scored his first hit in 1905 with I Love a Lassie, and soon after, and had many hits after, including the funny Stop Your Ticklin' Jock, and his biggest song, Roman in the Gloamin'. By the time of his second tour in America in 1911, the second of 22, he was reportedly commanding up to $1,000 a night. In today's money, that would be over $100,000. During his 40-year career, he performed for kings and presidents. He worked in vaudeville and films with the period's greatest stars. Winston Churchill referred to Harry as Scotland's greatest ever ambassador. We cannot underestimate the charisma and charm Harry beamed at the audience. During World War I, Harry generated large amounts of money for the war and entertained troops on safe ground as well as the front line where he came under fire. Unfortunately, he lost his only son in that war also. For his efforts, he was knighted in 1919 and became Sir Harry Lauder. While his recording slowed a bit due to all his work during 1919, he was riding high in his reputation, which would carry him the rest of his life. He retired in the mid-30s, but emerged briefly to make some radio broadcasts for World War II. The quintessential Scotsman, Harry Lauder, had many great records. I'm going to play one of his trademark numbers, which I alluded to earlier. It contains his signature singing and talking at the end. So here, from 1912, is Harry Lauder with Roman in the Gloamin', a Victor record. So here from 1912 is a Victor record of Harry Lauder. So here from 1912 is a Victor record of Harry Lauder with Roman in the Gloamin', this week's Centennial Song. We cannot underestimate the charisma and charm Harry beamed at the audience. During World War I, Harry generated large amounts of money for the war and entertained troops on safe ground as well as the front line where he came under fire. Unfortunately, he lost his only son in that war also. For his efforts, he was knighted in 1919 and became Sir Harry Lauder. While his recording slowed a bit due to all his work during 1919, he was riding high in his reputation, which would carry him the rest of his life. He retired in the mid-30s, but emerged briefly to make some radio broadcasts for World War II. The quintessential Scotsman, Harry Lauder, had many great records. I'm going to play one of his trademark numbers, which I alluded to earlier. It contains his signature singing and talking at the end. So here from 1912 is a Victor record of Harry Lauder with Roman in the Gloamin', this week's centennial song.
On my travels wide, but my heart is centered new on bonny Kate McBride. Although I'm no a fella that would throw a word away, I'm surprised sometimes myself at all I've got to say. Roaming in the gloamin' on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloamin' way, my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloamin'. Ra-de-da. One next in the gloamin' we were tripping side by side. I kissed her twice and I asked her once if she would be my bride. She was shy and so was I, we were both the same. But I got brave and braver on the journey coming home. Roaming in the gloamin' on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloamin' way, my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloamin', roaming in the gloamin' on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloamin' way, my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloamin'. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloamin'. You can't beat it roaming in the gloamin'.